Welcome to the Cheltenham School Board Meeting Podcast, online at www.cheltenhamlocal.org or at www.cheltenham.fm.
Cheltenham School Podcast. Facilities Committee Meeting. Complete recording. March 3, 2015.
The Facilities Committee meeting, and thank all of you for coming out. Board members as well. First item on the agenda, roll call. Start with Ms. Taylor, Julie Hewitt,
Bill Winkland,
Stephanie Gray,
Marcus Delgado,
Mary Russell.
And there are some other, Mr. Nelson is coming, he said he'll be a little late, so I'm not sure who else will be coming. Next item on the agenda, approval of the minutes.
Version. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we'll move right into the Winco Elementary Construction Update, Dr. Bobby. And I'm going to ask that we hold all questions until the end of the presentation.
Thank you. This is all committee report. For this meeting, I have six items. Three of them are actual information, and three are action items, and I'm just going to go through them. The first one is the information, Winco Elementary School Construction Project. This project at this time is 60% completed, and because of the bad weather, we started working all construction on the inside of the building. So a lot of equipment is starting arriving, and we're starting installing the equipment. This is a picture of our freezer, it's all in now. And we receive a lot of heat pump systems, which is about 48 heat pumps that we receive. These are all the classroom heating and air conditioning units, the standard that we have. And they're all starting installing all these heat pumps to the first and second floor. This is a picture of the second floor. The construction actually started, the first phase of the construction started from the second floor we came down. This is the first floor. Right? So the second floor is a lot more done than the first floor. But this is, again, we're doing a lot of work here too. This is a picture of the library, and you can see it's on the first floor then in the A area, but you can see it's starting shaping up, and on top there is not the balcony, it's just that this all metal slot is holding the framing of the on top frame. Now that's going to be all that sheetrock and so it's not going to be like Myers. This is different design. I'm glad it's not like Myers. And the bathrooms, these are again on the first floor. We start an actual tile work is moving on all the bathroom and the entire. This is just some of the design of the art laboratories. Painting, a lot of painting is going in the second. So I'm just saying that, you know, we're getting towards some area of it. We're getting towards like almost close to the end part. And the trouser floor, they started today. So that work is in progress right now in second floor. And on the electrical, the generator installed, actually the wiring is at this time. And all the heavy equipment, switchgear, electrical are in place in first and second floor. Project is still on, we're on time and within budget. We have the contract, our application for contractors for the month of February. This is a list of the people that we did review all the applications between myself and the construction manager who approved them. And the total is $1,143,633.74. The next topic is a Winfield Elementary School change order. I'm just going to talk about this and trying to give you as much as information concerning this change order. To approve the change order for CAX company for Winfield Elementary School. Which CAX is the company that we hired to do all our testing and inspection. So they do the test of the soil, asphalt, concrete reinforced structures through roof deck, concrete, and welding. CAC bid on the job, we received four bids when this job went out. The first bid was CTI Consulting for almost $55,000. DBA Associate, we received $82,942. Cax, we received at $36,348, and Gilmer Associates, we received at $90,000. Those are the bid that we received at that time. Having said that, during the construction, we discovered an area in the Winco, the soil wasn't suitable to build. It was a soft soil. So we had to remove all that soil and put a good infill. So as a result, Cax was there longer than he's supposed to be there. So that would be a change order to whoever gets this job. And he stayed there. He stayed, he did the work. And then he came back and he told me that, you know, because of that additional work that he did, plus the way he bid it based on he put so many hours. He bid it on the 300 hours in his bid. And he said he exhausted all his 300 hours and it was additional hours. And up to today, we owe $11,564. We didn't pay, but he did the work. Another thing with you, in our construction site, whoever comes to our site, they have to sign in. The signing and sign out. So we know exactly how many hours each firm to come to our site. And that's something we've been doing that since I've been here. And so he did went over his hours. We document that he went over his hours. And he stayed with us. Even he knew that he might not even get paid because board didn't approve it. Nobody really approved it. But he did the work. And it was extra work. So he requested $11,564. Then I asked him, I can't go back and keep asking and giving more money and what else to finish the work, which is all the asphalt is still left, curbing and concrete still we have to do because this is all the site work. And that he estimated, construction manager reviewed it, I reviewed it, and he said it was additional $9,420 for the total change order of the $20,984. With this change order, we will complete the work on inspections. And all testing and inspection would be complete, but we still almost would be to know the next lower bidder on this. We're almost very close to that. So as a result, we are recommending to approve of the change order to Cax Company for expansion and testing, not to exceed $20,984, which would be it would complete the Winco project. Again, this the putting the specification together is a lot of this company is bidded on based on hours. I'm trying to corner it based on fixed price contract lump sum, but they have to do it because they sub some of the work to somebody else. So some of this work I have to send to the lab for additional work. So it's not just the inspection; it's the inspection and the lab work combined. The next item is Winco Elementary School Furniture Bid. To approve the furniture bid for Winco Elementary School project. Well, with the Gilbert architect completed it, the furniture specification and document, and we have, these are the five different companies. They were very, very interested in this job, but they did not purchase the specification. So they just talked to the architect, got a detail and all that. For some reason, they just backed up and said, well, we don't want to do this. Then we did contacted Rebecca Tan from WBE, Women Business Enterprise, and we actually told them that there is a bid out there, and if you know somebody or if you want to bid on it, and we did contact them. Then we advertised the bid in our website for 3 weeks. That's a law. We have to do it by law. And also in two newspapers, we did that. And four company, they picked up the document and paid for it. And ADT America was $398,001.75. And the rest of the three did not bid on it. ADT is a company that they are from Glenside, and they're the one, they won both bid on Chalkland and American and Glenside project. So this is the same company did a two, and he has this one. The administrator recommended lowest responsible bidder ATD and American for a total amount of $39,398,001.75. The budgeted for this project was about $500,000, so it's less than a month. The next,
Charlie. Let's stop it right here for a minute. Any questions?
Okay.
Mr. Randall.
Yeah. Did anybody contact? It happens all the time when companies pick up bids and then they decide for one reason or another they don't want to do it. But it just seems I've never seen where everybody declines to bid on it. Only one company, the company that won the bid the first two times, was the only company that wound up bidding on it. Did anybody contact the other three companies and ask why they didn't bid on it?
We will contact them. I did not contact them. We talked to Gilbert Arkell to contact to see what was the reason. He does low bid everybody, pretty much. He's a very low bidder person. Okay. And then again, at this project, we do the low bid.
I wanted to go back to Bob. Thank you very much for the complete presentation on the complimentary. In terms of the CAX company, you indicated that the additional expense of $20,984 came for the soil, for the asphalt, the curbing, and the concrete.
No, there was two.
It was for the soil, but...
No, just a The first change order was $11,464. That's the actual change order that we have in our hands now. Out of that $11,464, which is he added by hours, a lot of that work was because of the unforeseen condition that nobody knew that the soil was going to be soft. Mm-hmm. Exactly how much money we're talking about on that part of it, probably about maybe $4,000 or $5,000. He spent time on that because that would be changed or no matter who would have this job. The rest of his stay to bring us all the way to today, which is $11,560. The $9,000 would be another two months that we're going to do start doing the asphalt and the concrete work.
Okay, and does it include curbing? I think you said it.
Curbing is all the asphalt, concrete, sidewalk. Those are the site work.
So really, a large portion of the $20,000 would have been added to any bid that we had based on the soil.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So for example, if Gilmore, which is the highest bidder, was $90,000, still we had to pay for the unforeseen condition, mm-hmm. which was the soil that we discovered.
Okay. And then the only second question I had was with the furniture bid. I know that we budgeted $500,000. Is the $398 basically in line with what we expected to pay for furniture in line with other schools?
Yes, we're pretty much there. I think the Chelton Elementary was maybe $340,000, somewhere around that. That was the number. And that again was 3 years ago.
Yeah, Dr. Bobby, I just want to go back to this change order, just for clarity. So there's work that needs to be done at a total cost of $20,000. He already completed $11,500 worth of the work?
Yes, he completed it. He even knew that this work might not get approved, but he didn't want to leave us because we have to have inspection other than the job would stop. We have to go to a certain phase of as the work is started. They have to certain inspection needs to be done before we close the walls or close all the buildings.
So he did the work without approval from the board or without.
Yeah.
And you knew that prior to.
Yeah, they notified me.
The green light.
Yeah. I did not give him the green light. I did not. I said, well, I will take this to the board, but he said I'm gonna stay and get the job done.
So he did the work and now he's expecting payment of a minimum of $11,500.
No, he wants the $11,500.
He's expecting payment for that.
Absolutely.
And then you asked him, in order to complete all the work, how much more do you need? And he said another $9,400, so $20,000. So at what point, or at what dollar figure does it come to the board where you would tell a contractor to stop working because I need board approval?
$10,000.
But this work exceeded that amount.
Yeah, but I didn't approve it either.
If we had, and the way I look at this, I suspect we're probably closer to $20,000 over to date, because I got a maximum $9,000 that is left, we already knew really would be there.
No, the $20,000, we received a letter from him, document that this would be there, Mr. Walker. Mm-hmm. So that's the number.
But I guess my question is, because I'm trying to get a better sense, I'm not as concerned about the $21,000 here, but what else is that telling me? Because if my inspections require another $21,000, is there other significant work in my contractors or anybody else had to do related to the soil conditions? I mean,
in this area, testing and inspection, that is it. There is no other change order that will come from him, to the best of my knowledge.
Will I get change orders from anyone else who had to go back and do more and more work because of the soil?
No, that soil work is all done. All that work is all done. It's just we are into that concrete and asphalt. So all those foundation work is already been completed. Footing is all done. A lot of his work has been all done.
Yeah. Again, I'm not concerned about his work because he's testing.
And then it happened to us with the last project too. This thing happens. These people bid it on the job based on the hours, and sometimes we don't know how many hours are good hours. So in Cheltenham, I put 250 hours. I put the 250 hours. This time I didn't put the 250,000. I put it based on the total cost of the project. He put it based on his. He thought it would be 300 hours would be good number. So he gave us the 300 hours. I knew it was 250 wasn't enough for Cheltenham Elementary. So his 300 hours was right in the ballpark, and but we hit an unforeseen condition, and he was there. And we put the 9,000. We didn't prove anything at all. That 9,000.
Word question. What is the question?
The 20K come from?
The 20,000 came from
where does it come from?
Sure.
You'll find it in another
time. We have a contingency for the total project. We did not use a penny out of the contingency yet. So we have almost I don't know, 5% of the it's 18 million, and then I don't know, 20 some million is still. We didn't spend any more.
Quick one, see, is the contingency fee 3% or 5%?
3%.
Usually
3%. This is part of the software.
Huh?
This is part of the software.
Out of the 3%, we didn't spend the money. So.
No.
That's on the construction.
This is what?
This is soft cost.
I was told. And I think you mentioned it, but
what is soft cost?
Well, the contingency that he's talking about is part of the construction contingency, and construction dollars are spent. This is a service that's provided to do the inspections, which is part of the soft cost. It's a professional fee, just like the architects and engineers. So it's other incidental costs associated with the project that's actually not the bricks and sticks.
Gotcha. Thank you for explaining that.
So his total with his bid and the 21,000, what did it?
The total his bid, when you add those two numbers together, will be 20,000 plus 36,000. It comes to the 57,000 and change.
All right. So
what was the next lowest?
The next low bidder was at 55,000. And then again, you have to the unforeseen condition was important.
Just a follow-up question in terms of process. So I realize that in construction there may be unforeseen circumstances that warrant continuing necessarily the board. But knowing that we have kind of this $10,000 ceiling that requires board approval, at what point did we know that the soil there was a problem with the soil?
The problem with the soil, we knew it maybe right from the beginning of the project when they started digging and all that. They started testing and going through the whole soil problem. the amount. We make a decision based on when we receive the document. When we receive the document from a deputy AI document, and I can say, okay, they have a list of the way the bills come to us, and they say, well, this is what happened, this is, then we start looking at it, we get all the backup from, and then the contractor will come in and say, well, I want that much money. Then we have to go in detail, study it, how much the labor costs, how much the material costs, and then come back, if this is number, is a good number, or is just, you know, charging us a little bit more. So we go back and forth, we do a little bit of negotiation, then we bring it up. So this thing, this letter from him came to me not even 2 weeks ago. That's his final letter that I received as a document.
And that's the final letter with the 11,000?
Yeah, with the 9,000 and 11,000.
So the total?
The total.
So if there, I mean, I guess I'm just, the question I'm asking is if there were an opportunity for this to come to court prior to today, knowing that we were
going to
incur additional expenditure?
No, because I have to wait until I get that number from him. We have to do our due diligence on it, and then we'll bring it in. Which is, we did all that in the past 2 weeks.
Maybe that would be helpful to have an update, though.
We will attach his letter. That's the number.
Any questions from anyone here in the public? Thank you. Move on to the high school.
Cheltenham High School construction project. Again, we had the same problem with the weather, so we couldn't do a lot of work on the steps and the concrete work and the stonework. So we moved to the rear theater. We 100% of all the lighting in the theater area is all completed. Then we started looking at some of the architectural work. This is the higher level of the theater. All the tile works are completed. In this area, there is a railing and the fence area is all done. The woodworking is completed. This is a little bit like a little box in the front that all the controls are going to be there. That's all done. The entire ceiling is done now. Everything is all done from the back all the way to the front. This is the stage area. The painting got completed there. The hardwood floor actually was work in progress today. We've been working on. And the partition wall has already become 100% completed. And going back to the doors, we keep installing door frames and the glazing part of it. And right now, they took the all those main entrance by flat floor. All those doors are out now. So when you go there, you're going to see the inside, not the outside. This is actually the inside. The outside is all completely out, and that works in progress. Contract payment, and this we paid for total for architect and the construction manager and two contractors of $786,305.70. And that's what we do for high school.
Any questions on this project?
We're still on time and within our budget. We're trying to get this work done by the end of April. Okay.
Questions from the public?
Concludes this school board recording. This recording is copyright by KD3HW and is released for free distribution under the Creative Commons Attribution No Derivations 3.0 United States license. Podcast sounds courtesy of freesound.org. See the acknowledgement page of the podcast website. Thank you for downloading us and have a great day.